Yeah, it's coming quite well, to be honest. I'm out now. I'm out, not fully sprinting, but I'm doing three quarter pace running. So it's coming on quite well. I still got, say, another 2-3 weeks before I'm fully fit, but it's coming on well and looks like I'll be back for pre-season.
That's a big positive, isn't it? Because you want to get involved with the team when they start getting into the hard yards, when they start playing those pre-season friendlies. You want to be involved, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And like, I've been out for, say, 10, 11 weeks already, and I'm dying to kick a ball. I still haven't kicked a ball yet, and I'm just excited to get back and start kicking the ball around, you know, and get out on the field with the boys.
What was it like having to sit out the end of the season when so much was at stake with the club fighting for survival?
It was torture, to be honest. Every time the boys went out and I was there watching, I just wanted to be on the field with them. But I had so much faith in the boys that we were going to stay up, so I wasn't really worried.
You experienced League One football with this team. You helped get Sheffield Wednesday back into the Championship. Just how different was the quality taking that step up, and how much of an achievement is it for Wednesday to survive?
It's a massive achievement to survive. The Championship is such a difficult league, and for you to have the status of being a Championship player is massive. League One, it's a league, but Championship is one step away from the best league in the world. So that championship status alone just feels good. And the boys are going to experience that feeling for another season.
How do you look back on last season? It was your first full year at Hillsborough, wasn't it? So would you consider it a success?
Oh, definitely. It was a massive success. First real season in the Championship, because I was there with Reading for a good 3-4 years, but I was always out on loan, or I was there for a season. I was mainly a sub player. So my first full season, my first real season where I've been playing, I played in and out, got 9 goals, and I think it was 9, 10 or 11 assists. I can't really remember, but I reckon for a first season in the Championship, 9 goals and 9 assists, I can't really argue with that.
You ended up as top scorer in the M, Mikhail. What do you make of that?
What can I say? I'm quite buzzing, to be honest. I was kind of hoping I could have got a bit more this season, but finish at top goal scorer, you can't argue with that, really.
Not when you're playing mostly in midfield. I know that you had a stint up front as well. I just wonder whether, you know, you feel like I can get more goals as well, and maybe next season you can get into double figures. Is that a realistic target, do you think?
That was my target this season, to be honest, and I was quite gutted that I got injured, because I had the feeling that I would have done it, but my injury happened, so I can't complain, really. I've just got to kick on and try and beat it next season.
Do you feel fitter and stronger simply because you played pretty much every game you could when you were available and not injured? I guess it's difficult to get up to 100% when you're going out on loan, when you're maybe appearing as a substitute here and there. So when you're playing regular first-team football, does it help you grow as a player?
It definitely helps you grow as a player, because you learn things as you go. When you're on loan, you're in and out, you can't really understand the game, you can't really get the drift of what you need to do and what's different from this player and what's different from that player. Like, at the beginning of the season, I didn't start off on fire because it was a new league, different players, technically better than in League One. And as the season progressed, I thought I progressed with the league. So it's because I played so many games, I managed to play so many different players, and I understood that I had to do this with some players and I had to do that with some players.
Do you think the whole team grew as well, Mikhail, with the experience as well? I know there's players in the squad who have played Championship and even Premier League before, but do you feel like there was... I mean, the manager's talked about a learning curve, and in that first 6 months of the season, perhaps, was the whole squad learning a little bit?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There were some players that played in the Premier League and some players that were playing in the Championship, but there were some players that didn't. And we are a team, so the players that didn't had to catch up with the players that are, because the players that have already and stuff like that, they can't carry the whole team. There is no iron team, so everyone had to be on the same level, and which we didn't after the first 6 months. And then that's when we stuck together and we pushed and we managed to stay in the league.
What's going to be crucial, do you think, next year to continue the kind of consistency you had since the turn of the year? Because in 2013, you were pretty much spot on. You were near the top of the form table throughout that second half of the season, and that helped keep Wednesday up in the end. So how do you build off that, take it into next year and progress?
To be honest, it's one of those things where, all right, we've done that and we did very well, but we've got to forget last year. We can't go, yeah, last year we did this. No. Like, when we got promoted, we were on the buzz. So we won and drew the first four games. And then we got slapped in the face. So basically, now we've got to forget last year and we've got to do it when the season starts. We've got to start from afresh and show everyone that we're a force to be reckoned with.
How keen are you to see Jermaine Johnson sign with the club again, not just because you guys seem to be pretty close, but also in terms of how he finished the season as well, because he was on top form at the end of the year?
Oh, definitely. Especially the last game, Middlesbrough. He absolutely destroyed them. Absolutely destroyed them. Just kept them running through them. And he was a massive problem for them. Like, he is, on his game, he is untouchable. And it's a great positive for him signing another contract, and that's another great player that we have at the club.
Is it something that you talked to him about? Do you expect that he will re-sign? Because it's not officially announced yet, but it seems that indications seem to be that something could get done there.
No, since season's been off, he's been back in Jamaica with his family, so I've not managed to speak to him. But it's a great club, and me and him are very close, and he likes it here, so why wouldn't he?
And it'll give you, I suppose, a further opportunity to maybe come up with some elaborate celebrations with him, because we saw that a couple of times during the season, didn't we?
Yeah. It's just, as I've been here, me and him's got closer and closer and closer, so if he stays, there's definitely a couple more celebrations coming out.
Do you think, yourself on one flank, JJ on the other, I know that you've both played up front as well, but do you think, that pairing out wide, that is a way that this team can be really dangerous next year?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Especially, as long as every team likes to use their wings, and if you've got a decent pairing out wide, you're going to do damage. Not saying that I'm very decent, I'm just saying, if you've got a decent pair of wingers, things are going to work for you.
Do you think you complement each other quite well?
Definitely. Because on the pitch, I will look where he is, he'll look where I am. And if I'm going down the flank, he'll get to the back post. If he's going down the flank, I'll get to the back post. So even though we're both sides of the pitch, different sides of the pitch, we're kind of working together.